postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royal. It's a run in our blood. That kind of luck just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of
blood. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Rocky. Welcome to the show today. We got a great, great show going on.
Super.
Before we get started, where can you find Rule of Three?
You can find us on Spreaker. / Rule of Three Podcast. You can also find us on Fox98.7.com /podcast. You can find us there. And the Facebook and the Twitter. All the same name.
And you can find BSS Breakdown Sports Show, BSS Carolinas, on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. And check out our shows at BreakdownSportsShow.com. So we have to do
You're
that.
Just putting it out
and
there.
And of course,
man.
We are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
I didn't know about that. That's a new one for me.
Oh, that's a new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our sponsor.
All right, cool, man. Can't wait to meet him. Get some swag.
Get some swag? Yeah, there you go. That's what we need. Speaking of swag.
Or unswag.
During the Heat and Raptors series, we'll talk about this for a few minutes. Dwayne Wade was shooting hoops during the Canadian National Anthem. And somebody on the... I'm not okay with it, but somebody on this show is definitely not okay with it. Let him take the floor.
Look, I just got a real big problem with this. And don't give me the, well, it's the Canadian National Anthem, so I don't care. Well, if it was the American National Anthem, then you would care. Or if you don't, and this is just my opinion, you should. You should care. You should show respect. And he should have just stopped. The song is like 90 seconds long, man. Just stop, hold the ball, and... The problem is, where was any of his teammates to just grab him and be like, you know, it's loud in an arena. Maybe he didn't really realize what was going on. I try to give him a little bit of credit. But where was one of his teammates or his boys just be like, hey, dude. Anybody. But he's just up there shooting jump shots like he's just Mr. Cool. Like, I don't care. You stop what you're doing. I'm not going to go all into, you know, when and where you should stand and all that. Just pay respects. The total is you do the American National Anthem, you do the Canadian National Anthem. It's all of what? 3 minutes? And just stand there, man. I don't care. Just stop what you're doing. Stand there. You know, as they say, one of these things are not like the other. And maybe he should have got that way. I lost a lot of respect for Dwayne Wade. That's the truth.
I agree with you. Absolutely. I was listening to a show and somebody said Corey Joseph should go up when somebody's singing the national anthem, ours, the American. He should start taking jumpers.
Yeah, Andrew Wiggins, man, just go hit some layups and see what people say.
You know, because it will be a lightning rod. People will be upset.
Oh,
you know,
mad.
They did.
You know what makes me more upset is people were defending him for that. But ripping Charlie Villanueva for interrupting a stupid handshake and dance session with Russell Westbrook and some guy who doesn't matter on the Thunder. Like, you're mad at him for doing that, but you're going to defend Dwayne Wade for, like, disrespecting a country's national anthem? Like, that is so stupid. Sorry, it just is.
No, I agree with you. You know, you don't realize how many times I go to a baseball game or and people are talking. To me, they're talking that I can hear it is not okay during national anthem. You know, I want to be able to pay respect to the person doing it and not stand up.
You know,
and there's little kids that are sitting down during the anthem. I'm like, you know, there were the moms and dads.
I pick my kids up. If you're not going to stand up on your own, I'll just pick you up.
Right.
Because that's what you're going to do.
That is respect. But this country, there's so many. There's different cultures now where we don't teach anymore that, hey, how important it is for the national anthem. We should.
I mean, I don't want to get started on the fact that we don't say the Pledge of Allegiance or anything like anymore. That's a whole other. That's not another sports debate.
Right, that's a different show. And that's a whole nother debate. I'm just saying, when you go to the games, you should, as fans, you should go pay attention, letting them do their thing, and at least pay respect.
Yeah.
All right. So I think we agree on that. Some other news as far as basketball goes, and then we'll talk about the Hornets for a couple minutes. The Kings hired Dave Yeager as new head coach. He was the Grizzlies coach last season, last couple seasons. Thoughts? How will he do?
I guess the Kings just like being bad. Because if Boogie Cousins isn't going to respect a guy who is like second in wins all time, probably, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, beat cancer, like he's just a really good dude. He's not going to respect this guy? I didn't even know he was the Grizzlies coach. I still thought Alvin Gentry was the Grizzlies coach.
You mean Lionel Hollins?
Lionel Hollins, who's a great coach. Yeah. I think he's got a raw deal, but that's just me. I don't. I just, it's dumb. I mean, there was so many more guys out there. I mean, David Blatt. You got guys like, well, Luke Walton ended up going to the Lakers, which was a stupid move on his part. You got Tom Thibodeau. I would like to see Tom Thibodeau and Boogie Cousins square off because I'm pretty sure they'd have fought, and that would have been funny.
Boogie Cousins who?
Tom Thibodeau.
I would love Tom Thibodeau. No, it wouldn't have worked out. Because, you know, you ain't on – George Karl is a player's coach. He always has been.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you get – he leaves after a year. We knew he wasn't coming back. Why I'm surprised Vlade Divac and them did was hire David Yeager from Memphis, who's not a bad coach – but he's like Frank Vogel.
Could have hired Frank Vogel. I thought it would have been a better hire.
I don't know if Frank Vogel would have been a good Boogie Cousins will run them out of town anyway.
Sure.
But the coaching staff doesn't change, okay? I think they got the same coaches. The only person that changed was the head coach.
That's so dumb. Right? So dumb.
But on their coaching staff is Nancy Lieberman Klein, okay? If you don't know who she is, she's a former WNBA player. She's one of the all-time women greats in basketball. She was rumored to be the head coach during the season this season. So there's no – hold on a second. I got a message from Sean. Sean's a Navy veteran. I find it appalling that they don't stand up during Anthony.
I'm a veteran as well. That is why I find so much offense.
And I agree. We all agree with that.
Yeah.
But good point, good post, Sean. But Lieberman Klein, at some point, was going to be coached last year. Are you going to tell me this year or the next year she's not going to be the coach again? Because it's going to happen. So this guy just came in.
Does like Boogie Cousins he's like a lame her coach. Or something?
I don't know. I know the Kings organization likes her, and she's actually a good coach. I thought she would be the first woman coach in the NBA. I still think at some point they will.
That guy, I mean, he's probably a good coach, but I just don't see why the Kings just don't go to Boogie Cousins and be like, hey, realistically, give me three people that you want. And then just kind of be like under the table, just kind of be like, look, dude, we're going to give you your coach. You've got your money. If you don't do something, if you try to run this person out of town, we're gonna deal you. We're going to get rid of you. Like, just let it be clear. Like, look, you could pick the coach. You can even help a little bit with players. And if it don't work, you're gone.
And please do not bring back Rajon Rondo.
Rondo was great this year for them.
No, he was good for them, but on the off the court, I don't think he was good for them. Him and Boogie together.
I thought it was great. I thought they were going to implode on each other. I thought those guys were going to fist fight on the court. Yeah. But they were like boys. They were like just chilling. It was awesome. I thought they were great. I thought they were going to be a lot better than they were.
Yeah. Or at least they got new uniforms. That's one good thing for
and
them.
And a stupid
year.
Logo that looks like from 1965.
It's Chelsea's logo. It is a European soccer team's logo you just stole.
Well, look, it's Vlade Divac.
You just made it purple.
All right, man.
What else? It's the Lions logo, basically. No, anyway.
Like Food Lion?
No. Yeah, Food Lion. Moving to the Hornets, speaking of Food Lion. What three moves, now that our season's over with and we've had time to distance ourselves from the devastating Game 7 loss, what three moves should the Hornets make this offseason?
Do you want to go or you want me to go?
Go ahead if you want to.
All right. It's easy, man. It's three moves. Big Al's going to sign for cheap. He's already kind of said it, so that's kind of locked up. Got to get Nick Batum. That's priority number one. Numero uno, Nick Batum. Give him what he wants because he's going to get a max contract. He's going to get a max contract somewhere.
Do you think he really does?
Yes.
All right.
First day, GMs in the league have said first day max money, he's going to get it offered to him. That's how good he is. And get Jeremy Lin back because Jeremy Lin plays awesome off of Kemba Walker. They play really well together as a tandem. I think not on the court at the same time, but when one's on, the other one's off. I think that works really well for the Hornets. And I'm gonna tell you something.
You said Big Al, and you said Jeremy.
Big Al's good. He's gonna sign. He's kind of already said like I'd take a pay cut to play here. So here's my thing, and people are probably gonna think I'm crazy.
Probably.
And I stole this idea from a previous show that the Rule of Three did with other guys. I think we should trade Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
That's not crazy. Let me speak on that for a sec.
Go ahead.
I don't think it's crazy. Here's why. When's the last time he played a full season?
Been like three years.
It's been 3 years. Look at his salary. Who could we get in play? We could get maybe a better player that will play the whole season. I don't think it's a bad move. For my opinion, it's not.
I don't think we're anywhere in the draft to hope for that. I don't think we're anywhere good enough in the draft to make like some great pick. I really don't.
Well, we could try to move up. We could do different things. We could, if we need to draft better anyway.
Sure.
MKG, all right? First year, 9 points. 5.8 rebounds. Second year, 7.2 points a game, 5.2 rebounds. 10.9, 5.6.
But he's
12.7, yeah. 6.4. My point is that's the production we're paying for.
But you're not including steals, blocks, and just solid one-on-one defense, which is what he's best at.
Okay. 460 shooting percentage, 475, 465, 566. Now – actually, that's a free throw. But no, that's right. 77 games, 62 games, 52 games, and 7 games
in
4 years.
That's the
4 years. It's not just that. You look at the production in those games, 10 points a game. That's Cody Zeller numbers, okay? And we're paying him Kemba Walker money.
I think it's his defense.
But he gets killed on defense.
No, he doesn't. Oh, my gosh. LeBron James has said that this guy can give him fits.
He can at times. But if he ain't on the court, he ain't giving nobody nothing.
But he's hurt. That's the reason I would get rid of him, is to move him and get the health concern away.
The problem is we don't need just a defensive three. We need a player that can play both sides, okay, on this team.
Yeah.
Because you look at the players we have, what are we missing? Shooters. Okay? Because, you know, you got Batum.
How can you say we don't have shooters, but we broke the franchise record in three-pointers this year?
Because we added Batum. Kemba improved his three-point game.
Yeah.
Besides, I'm saying we need shooters.
He's a shooter.
He's a slasher. Yes, he improved his three-point shot this year. Before this year, Kemba didn't shoot the ball great from three-point lane.
Yeah.
He improved a lot. We need more shooters because what happens in those games, like the Miami game, they start collapsing when Kemba would drive or Jeremy drive. They would kick it back out for a three. Frank will miss. Somebody else, Courtney Lee, who can't shoot the three that great, is missing. Somebody's missing threes.
Is Courtney Lee on the last year of his deal?
Courtney Lee... I am looking. Because
I like
right
him a lot.
I like Lee to a point. Defensively, he was getting killed like he shouldn't have got killed. Courtney Lee is a free agent.
Dang.
So he will have we'll have to sign him back.
My thing with MKG, they'll let him walk.
The thing with MKG though, we need him to step up scoring. We need him to be about 15 points a game type of player. 15 and 15 and 8 and 6. 8 rebounds, 6 assists a game maybe.
I see what you're saying. I don't think he can do it, but I like his D. That's why I'm saying I like his D.
Don't get me wrong. I like his D, but we need more production from this guy when he's on the court.
Yeah, that's why I say you just need to trade him, get some good pieces in there, and hope we can get a good draft pick. We got to get a steal in the draft. Like, Rich Cho is not moving up.
No, he is not moving up. He's staying pat.
Yeah, he's not going nowhere. He's going to take whatever falls to him, and let's hope it's not another fiasco like last year where we chose between Justice Winslow and Frank Kaminsky. We went with Frank Kaminsky.
And we could have had 9 draft picks.
I like, yes, the trade with the Celtics. You should have took that all day.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah. I'd have called him back and gave him 2 draft picks back. Just give me 7, man. You know what? Just here, you can have those other
I would
ones.
Give
I
you,
just want these ones.
I would give you 2 draft picks back, and you take Cody Zeller.
Yeah.
Or Smith. You no, pick.
You take Tyler Hansbrough. You just have him.
You can pick any player on my roster except Kemba and Batum.
Nick Batum.
All right.
Well, pick Big one. Al. Big Al. We'll keep Big Al. He's a staple.
All right. So you got your 3, right?
Yeah.
All right. First one, I agree with you. Batum, absolutely. Big Al is not even a discussion. He's coming back at a discount. Find a rim protector. Bismack was missing this year because we didn't have anybody to shot any blocks. We didn't. Cody is not the answer. Cody needs to gain like 50 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Or at least 25. It's something. I mean, he looks skinny as all. You know, Spencer Hawes can't jump. Frank Kaminsky ain't jumping out of the building. So we need a rim protector.
So much hate for Frank.
I don't hate Frank. Okay, take that back. I hate Frank when he scores 7 points in a postseason. He plays 35 minutes a game. Yes.
If you want to hear that argument, you can listen to last week's show because it was rough.
Yeah, I know. Listen, if Frank produces, I'm all good.
I'd still rather have Justice Winslow, but we got who we got.
I would too. We got who we got now, so we need to move on from that.
All right, so what's
the
point
other
three?
Thing? Point three, Jeremy Lamb. Admit it's a mistake and move on. 3 years, $21 million extension. He needs to go. All right, you ain't going to play him. He needs to go.
Yeah.
Cut your ties, trade him. Get out of the contract. Because that's money we can spend somewhere else that somebody else could play.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can't trade him, come up with an agreement to buy him out. Something. Get him off the team.
Finally, Rich Cho and Steve need to get together and make a future decision of what they're going to do with this team. That means when you draft somebody, they need to play. You need to get them better, something. Because we can't go 7 deep in the playoffs again. Or 6 when they get hurt. We need to make a conservative effort to go deeper on this team. And Rich needs to bring in talent, though.
Do you think – I'm just asking you this question. Do you think Al Horford would seriously ever consider coming here? It's not far from Atlanta. He wouldn't really have to move his family.
I would like it. And
he's the best big man on the market.
Well, Whiteside. Everybody's saying Whiteside.
No, I don't want him.
I'm gonna make this plea for Rich Cho. Do not overspend on Whiteside. Now, if you could get him at a 3-year, $20 million contract, Jeremy Lamb, you could get him maybe for something like that, maybe.
No, he's getting $100 million contract.
Right. Don't give him $100 million.
Nope.
Also, don't give him a Dwight Howard deal, $25 million. Please don't sign Dwight Howard. I'm asking you, please don't.
Cancer. I'd take Dwight Howard.
Cancer.
I don't think he could penetrate this locker room.
I would never be surprised.
I don't think there's any knuckleheads on this roster.
I'll never be surprised.
Him and Tyler Hansbrough going to bro it up?
Like, if Tyler Hansbrough even comes back.
Yeah, he's gone.
But that's the 3 points of that.
I like it.
So let's moving on from that. Real fast, Kentucky Derby was Saturday. Nyquist wins because you took NyQuil and you went to sleep. You didn't pay attention to it, which I didn't either. Will the horse win the Triple Crown? Just yes or no? No? It hadn't happened in a while. I don't think it's happened again.
What just happened?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It just happened last year. It's not going to happen again.
Yeah, no. I was driving for Uber, by the way. That's why I missed that.
Were you? Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't have to. We have to do confessions of Uber driver one day.
Oh, yeah.
Wells Fargo Championship was here in Charlotte. James Hahn beat Castro in the playoff to win. Real fast, next year, 2017, PGA Championships at Quail Hollow.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
That's Ricky Fowler's tournament, man. Ooh, he always does play well here.
He was winning
here.
I know. He lost the game.
Fowler's my favorite golfer, so it's really hard for me. I got excited because he birdied like a bunch in a row.
The Cubs sweep your Nats. Oh, yeah, I wasn't supposed to mention it, right?
No, I thought we agreed we weren't going to talk about that, man.
Well, we got to talk about it for a minute. It's a key part.
All right.
Your boy, the best hitter in baseball,
boom,
Bryce Harper, gets walked 6 times in a 13-inning game.
It's ridiculous.
Should baseball get rid of intentional walks? If so, tell me why.
Man, I don't want to be the in-the-moment guy, but, yeah, I don't want to get rid of it completely. But can we, like, put a limit on it? Can we put, like, 3?
How
like
many you times can
only,
you can walk
Yeah,
them?
Like, you can only intentionally walk somebody 3. Okay. Like, not an individual, but you only get, like, 3 intentional walks a game.
Can I make a suggestion for intentional walks? Can we stop pitching? If we're going to pitch and somebody walks somebody, can we just tell the ump, hey, we want to intentionally walk him?
Yeah.
Do we really have to have the pitcher pitch 4 balls?
Well, I guess it's supposed to be like the arm motion. It's supposed to count as a pitch towards the pitcher. But at the same time, I mean, he's just lobbing it over there. Like, it's not affecting his arm strength or anything. In the video game, when you call for an intentional walk, you walk out.
You don't see 4.
You throw the ball once, and the guy takes the base.
Right. Do it 1 time. Throw the ball out, and he walks.
Yeah.
Why do you do it? It on a video game.
And if you did that 6 times yesterday to Bryce Harper, it probably took 15 minutes. I'm not kidding you. It probably took anywhere between 10 to 15 minutes.
They're talking about ways to speed up the game,
yep,
which leads me to another question. The Yankees and Red Sox, game 2 went 2 hours and 27 minutes. What can baseball do to make the game quicker? There's one thing they can do.
Yeah. Don't need to throw 4 pitches for an intentional walk.
Do you have another thing they could do?
I like the pitch count or the pitch clock. The shot clock for pitchers, I guess you would call it. I don't know what they would have to come up with some terminology, but that I like that a lot. They do that in the SEC down in college baseball. Works out really well. Honestly, I know this kind of – well, this people probably won't like this idea, but it goes the same way you were talking about. Why does he need to throw 4? When you hit a home run, bro, that's it. Just why does he have to walk around and touch all the bases? Seriously, just – he hit it out of the park, dude. Let him freaking, like, bat flip and walk out, dude. Like, game over.
Perfect segue. In case you didn't know, and we're going to talk about that in a second, Bartolo Colon hit his first home run in 19 years against the Padres at Petco Park. He is, of course, a pitcher. It's a pitcher's ballpark.
He also is 42 years old.
Yeah, absolutely. And he said it was the greatest moment ever in his Major League Baseball for him. It took him so long to get around the base pass.
Oh, man.
That's my point what you just said.
It took him like a minute and a half. Like, somebody should have just helped him out. Like, he was done. He was gassed from just jogging the bases.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a big dude. It is funny. I'm really happy for him. Bartolo Colon is
Congratulations.
Hilarious. He is hilarious in baseball.
Why does everybody love this man? He got suspended for PEDs.
Who cares?
He is the only person in baseball history to get suspended for PEDs, and he's getting cheered. I don't know if you got to hear it yesterday when he hit the home run.
They were going
but it
crazy.
Sounded like it was in New York.
Yes, it was. They went nuts, man. It was so fun. And he's lovable. He's like a big, like, I mean, no offense to Bartolo Colon, but he's like a big fat teddy bear. It's the reason people like Pablo Sandoval, except he's terrible now. But Bartolo Colon's actually a decent pitcher. No, he's not an ace anymore. He never really was. But he's good.
But everybody loves him.
I love him. I think he's hilarious.
No, that's what I'm saying. Everybody loves him. No one hates this guy. But he's been convicted of PEDs.
Got suspended like 60 games. Suspended,
and nobody wants to see him. But Barry Bonds, oh my goodness. No. You know, I mean.
You're talking to a Barry Bonds like homer.
No. I get it. But my point is, Barry Bonds, never been convicted of PEDs or anything. Hate it in baseball.
Yeah.
Bartolo Colon has been, and they love him.
Oh, I'm telling you, Bartolo Colon is getting a drug test when he gets back to New York. Like, your 42-year-old big fat butt just hit a home run. Here's a pee test for you, man. Let's see what you got going on.
Absolutely. But congrats, man.
Yeah, man. That's it was hilarious. Thing. I loved it. All right, that is going to do it this week for the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. Got anything else?
No, man. Enjoy the day. Don't forget to check out the other shows rest of the week.
Yeah, man.
We got a show on Thursday at 3 o'clock. And, you know, of course, next week.
I don't got any other shows.
We'll talk about NBA basketball next week some more.
Oh, yeah. Love the playoffs.
And some baseball.
All right, that is going to do it. As always, I'm your host. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Rocky.
Good day.
Have a great week.
What if my son stares with a face like my own and says he wants to be like me when he's grown? Shit, but I ain't finished grown. Another night that inevitable.